Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Alex Audrey, let's say hello to Ryan. What's up, Ryan?
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
No, you've been ghosted, and we're really sorry to hear that. We're going to get you some answers, hopefully, in just a few minutes. But first, why don't you tell us a story about Tessa?
I mean, it honestly felt like I had a whole girlfriend, so her just ghosting me doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
I was literally talking to her for a month, hung out several times, went on dates. We went over and hung out in like a more chill environment at home. I don't know. I felt like I'd seen every side of her and, you know, she'd seen every side of me. And there was still nothing left that really would have been a deal breaker for either of us.
Okay.
We had like this amazing vibe going and I was getting to the point of putting a label on it and asking her to be my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, within the last 2 weeks, she just kind of slowly tapered off communication. And we have now just reached the point where she will not respond at all.
I think you missed the mark on the cutoff date of becoming official and she's done.
Well, no kidding if she's not talking.
Right? That's what it is.
You're saying that he didn't ask quick enough?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a country song called Should I Asked Her Faster? Is that what you're saying?
Wait, there's a really?
Yeah.
Bro.
Should I Asked Her Faster?
That is the truth.
All right. Well, we'll see if that's the case. Hang on. Ryan has given us Tessa's number. We're going to call her right now and see what she says. Hang on.
Hello.
Tessa, good morning. We know this is going to be a crazy call. I just want to let you know, Booker, Alex, and Audrey, we're the morning show on Mix 94.7, and we're calling you because we do a radio show and a segment called Waiting by the Phone. We help out people that feel like they've been ghosted. For the record, we're not on anyone's side here. We're just trying to mediate a conversation between you and Ryan, and we hope that you'll talk to us for a couple of minutes. Ryan had nothing but great things to say about you. He said that he felt like the relationship between the two of you was heading in an incredible direction. But unfortunately, over the last couple of weeks, he feels like you have slowly backed away and he's not sure why, to the point where you're not even communicating with him anymore. So will you help him understand what's going on? Do you mind talking?
I mean, I guess I could share. Yeah, that's fine with me.
Great. Thank you for that, by the way. So is it true that you've kind of been slowly ghosting him? Would you say that that's accurate?
You know, I had to because it just started feeling like it was work dating him.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, he constantly needed reassurance and compliments, and he always was like looking for bids for attention. I have a job and a full life. You know, I don't need or have the time to feed someone else's ego all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a healthy way to have a relationship. Like, if I wouldn't respond fast enough, he'd say, babe, is something wrong? Did I do something?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that just made me see my... I was about to say, I've never been in a relationship like that. But when she said, oh, my God, is there something wrong? Like, oh, my God, I was in a relationship like that once. I was the guy.
Doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I'm embarrassed to say it, but
well,
I was that guy.
I feel like
guy.
We've all been in that situation at some point.
You know how fast I got dumped?
You're too needy.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. And it's funny because I'm like, this whole time, I'm like, this exists. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's me.
Are you saying that you would describe Ryan as needy, Tessa?
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, even if I was off, he would get immediately insecure and say, babe, do you still like me? Just tell me how you feel about me. And, you know, it's like, it's worse for me when he's constantly asking that because I like him and I am attracted to him, but ironically, that makes me less attracted to him.
Just the fact that he's like, tell me how you feel about me, makes you less attracted to him.
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
I just don't think he's ready for a relationship right now, but I know that's not my place to say.
Mm. Ryan, what do you think about what Tessa said?
I mean, I hear what she's saying, but it just strikes me that if she's looking for someone more mature, I think that the most immature thing to do in this situation is just straight up ghosting someone. I mean, for someone who's saying like, oh, I'm so mature, I mean, you're not really acting like it. I don't think there's anything wrong with anything that I specifically said or did, but ultimately I just wanted more communication, and that's not too much to ask.
Yeah, well, she didn't take it as communication. Mm-hmm. I think she took it as you being needy, like you needed her to constantly validate you and validate your feelings, and that just wasn't something that she wanted. You know, maybe you're a good guy. I mean, clearly you're a good guy. She said she really liked you, but what you need from her is something that she's just not able and willing to give you. So sounds like this is a good match.
Poor dude. He sounds so defeated.
I know.
I feel
sorry,
so bad.
Ryan.
There has to be a lot of insecurity there, though.
With Ryan?
Yeah, to constantly be asking for that reassurance. Oh, but the other side of it is she could just be not giving him any sort of
exactly
thing to go off of.
My love language is words of affirmation.
Me
so
too.
If I'm not getting any words of affirmation, then yeah, it's tough.
Would you or have you guys done what he did? Like if you're not getting the love or the words you're wanting, do you like ask for them? Have you?
Kind of in a roundabout way. Yeah.
No, I try not to.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to sound like that.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Really?